This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
A well-known author, academic, activist, historian, etc., recently said the treatment of asylum seekers and the structural inequality of Indigenous Australians are more fundamental questions of human rights than the achievement of same-sex marriage. That's a quote from an article that Dennis Altman wrote. Dennis Altman's on the phone and he's here to talk to us about this very issue. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, we just make it into the morning.
Yes. You might be last, but...
That's okay.
No.
Look, I would stick by that quote. I think that the reality is, however, and I want to stress the however, the current debate has turned into much more than a question of whether or not we want to change the Marriage Act. It's turned essentially into one of acceptance, of diversity. It has become a fundamental human rights issue far beyond the original demands of the marriage equality movement.
Do you think, though, Dennis, I mean, you would have heard me say this before, that equal means equal. There's no but.
Oh, I think equal does mean equal, but that, of course, applies across the board.
Mm.
And when we are responsible as a nation for people in offshore detention who are dying, literally, and whose lives are being totally and utterly destroyed by the policies of our government, then equal also means equal. When we look at the rates of incarceration and early death among Indigenous Australians, equal also means equal.
Of course it
does. So my plea is not, I don't think we need choose, but I think we need recognise that this is not the only issue.
I mean, I think, I understand the perspective on this. I think what, you know, and a few people I was speaking to during the week when I spoke to them and said that we're going to be having a chat to you, and, you know, they were a bit concerned that you were anti-marriage equality, and I said, I don't think Dennis is anti-marriage equality. I think he wants that discussion to sit alongside or to share the space with some of those other issues. But as a gay man, the marriage equality issue, for me, I'm passionate about those other issues that you spoke of. But the marriage equality issue for me is front and centre. Am I being selfish?
I don't think you are being selfish, but in the current climate, I think that it is totally understandable. And indeed, you know, I'm with you. I think at the moment, the big political campaign... it's very difficult to quite know what we do because beyond this weekend, I suspect most people who are going to return a ballot will have done so. But certainly this is the key political campaign at the moment. My concern is that it shouldn't be the only thing we show an interest in. And I have detected, and I think people are referring back to stuff I wrote many years ago when I was pissed off by people who spoke about marriage totally without regard to any other question of human rights, mm. whether domestic or international. And I think that the great thing about the current movement and the way it's mobilised large numbers of people is my hope that they will then move on from there to think more broadly about what equal actually means.
Look, I think people will. I mean, certainly on this show we try... you know, to balance the views on both sides, but we cover a lot of issues. You know, we've had a lot of speakers on issues that people may not think are of relevance to our community, but we have them on because it is about equality and about diversity. If you were heading the campaign, Dennis, if you were heading the marriage equality campaign, how would you incorporate some of those messages? But if I can preface that by saying, I think this vote is simply about whether we can get married. The other issues that people, particularly on the no side, are raising, you know, they don't like the question being asked, so they're going to attack something else. But would you actually include some of these issues in the discussion around marriage equality?
I think, look, at the moment I have a totally pragmatic view, which is we want to get as big a yes vote as possible. And I think that, you know, this is a tactical question. How do we do that? And clearly, I mean, I agree with you entirely, the No campaign are basically playing to every fear and prejudice that they can dredge up. There's no question about that. How we respond to that, I think, becomes a question of political tactics. But when we're talking in our own community, that's when I think we need to say to people, look, this is part of a bigger struggle. The struggle for queer rights has historically been part of a bigger struggle. It grew out of a recognition that people are oppressed for a number of reasons, and I think that that is a conversation that doesn't happen enough within the equality movement. It's not a conversation I think we can particularly have over the next couple of weeks, because, as I said, over the next couple of weeks, the aim is to get a maximum return of, you know, we're taking part in the biggest public opinion poll in history. Let's get it right.
And it actually goes to the very heart of what's important to us as an LGBTI people.
Indeed, but if we're going to talk about LGBTI people, let us remember that some of the guys who are being held in Manus in detention are there because they've fled precisely because of their sexuality. And the Australian government has consistently said, we don't care. They can stay in PNG where they will be illegal, where they face persecution. We're not going to give them any assistance. That surely is an issue for us, absolutely. Even if we're only thinking about our own community. But I'd make a bigger point. You don't win people over by only talking about your own issue. You win people over by actually recognising that they have issues as well, and that we need to build coalitions consistently because we hold certain values in common.
I think that's very good advice, Dennis, and I think that that's advice that many community activists do engage with. And I mean, you know, today we've been talking about the Yes Alliance, for example, which is a network of ethnic and faith-based organisations who've come together to support marriage equality, but also to demonstrate support to LGBTI people in the middle of this complex debate.
And sorry, Dennis, also those organisations have a number of other issues that they speak about. Just on the refugee question, I was actually listening to an old podcast the other night of Bill Shorten, who gave, when he first became opposition leader, and he gave us a commitment on air that any LGBTI persons held on Manus Island, he would work as hard as he possibly could to allow them to come to Australia. We might have to remind him of that.
We might have to.
I think we might, and let's face it, Bill Shorten apparently is on the phones this weekend, so maybe some lucky listener will get a phone call from Bill Shorten.
Yeah.
And they can raise it. Look, I don't think we're in disagreement. I think there is agreement here, and I think, you know, the example I was going to give, because it's an organisation I'm very committed to, is the Human Rights Law Centre.
Yes, yes.
And they have been front and centre. I mean, they were one of the parties to the case before the High Court to try and block the poll. They've also been front and centre in issues around asylum seekers, in issues around Indigenous Australians. I think that's a perfect model of what a good politics of social justice looks like.
And we, I don't know whether you listened to it, Anna Brown, a couple of weeks ago, her and Michael Kroger jousted a little bit on air. And
yes.
I give that, no need for referee on this one, Anna won that one. Certainly Anna and Hugh de Crestre and others do fantastic work there, and it's very broad. I think one of the issues, Dennis, is that we are, ultimately, we're all human beings and we all want our own lot to improve. I think the important thing is, let's actually pay attention, let's concentrate on winning this, but if I can paraphrase, you want us to then channel our energies into other issues of equality and diversity, because not just in our community, because otherwise we'll look around one day when we're pushing against the barrier and there'll be no one behind us.
Oh, look, I wish... I don't think I'm young enough to live to see that day, but I think that... I want to go back to something that you said, because I agree with you. I think there is a sense in which we do have particular responsibility to our own community, and I think that that extends, though, beyond our borders. And what I would really like to see is some major discussion in the queer community in Australia about what, how we can effectively give support to people who are being persecuted because of their sexuality or their gender identity in our part of the world. Things have got much worse for a lot of people in countries like Indonesia and Malaysia over the last few years. I don't have easy prescriptions for what we should do, but I think it's a conversation we absolutely need to be having.
I agree, Dennis, and people need to remember that, you know, winning this vote is important, but then we need to stand up for other communities. If we want them to support us in this fight, in this battle, we need to support them, not just because they've supported us, but because it's the right thing to do.
Well, the fight for equality is just not over, Mac.
Well, that's right, and, you know, the fight for equality is, you know, should be faith blind and colourblind.
Yes, look, I think we are, as I said the other night in a different conversation, we're all in furious agreement.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the one small group of people I would like to address are those people who say, oh, I'm so pissed off by this process. It's such an illegitimate process that I'm not going to participate. And I think we would all agree that, yes, it's a totally fucked, stupid process, and we absolutely need to participate in it.
Yep, I agree. Dennis Altman, thank you for your time. Thank you for your work. Appreciate it. Have you got somewhere cool to be today? Because it's actually warming
I think
up.
So.
It's 28 degrees now.
I hope I've reassured those people who were nervous that you were going to give me airtime.
Oh, you know. people get nervous for all sorts of reasons about this show. I've never quite worked out why.
No, that's right.
I think you guys should take that as a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.